Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better after smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
All right, I'm making a special exception to the Kid of the Week rules because it's my game. It's my thing. Normally, we say if you're 18, that's it. No more Kid of the Week after 18. This young woman is 20, so why is she special? She started something in high school that she's continued on, and it's just a cool idea. It's called Dolt. I don't do a Homer Simpson. Do you do a Homer Simpson, John DeCoste?
No.
Dolt.
No,
that's the worst.
I think Steve Grzanich. Steve Grzanich.
Steve, do you do a Homer Simpson?
Do I do a Homer Simpson?
Can you give me a dough?
Dough.
That's good.
Yeah. That was good.
Donation is a local sub company of Mia Zaz on Green Street. Started as a small scale gig back in McHenry to raise money for Food for Thought, a local food pantry. In the 2 weeks it was done, she was able to raise enough money to donate over 300 food items. Now, a couple of years later, she's still looking for ways to give back to the community. And now in the Urbana-Champaign area, where the recipe's gotten only better with age, here's what they do. They serve fresh-made cookie dough by the scoop. All right, follow me now. Fresh-made cookie dough by the scoop with 12 toppings and drizzles to choose from. Endless combinations. The only catch is 10% of the profits donated back to the community. You can keep up with the... Give me a dough, Steve. Nations on the website or contact us at Steve
Cookie Dough.
Give me another dough.
Dough
Nation at gmail.com. That's Dough Nation, D-O-H Nation at gmail.com. If you have an organization you think that should be donated to, it's just a great idea. And Allison joins us now. Good morning, Allison. Allison, are you with me?
Dough.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, congratulations. What a cool idea.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm really excited about it.
All right, so drizzling stuff on cookie dough. What are we drizzling?
Well, we have some, like, Ghirardelli caramels. We have a homemade fudge whipped cream. I make a marshmallow cream. Some stuff like that.
Yikes.
So, for people that don't know, edible cookie dough is a really hot dessert, you know, the last few years. Mm-hmm. And the thing that, you know, I'm a baker. I make cookie dough that I eat, but mine has eggs in it and stuff, and you're really not supposed to eat that. So yours is one of those safe cookie doughs, right, Allison?
Yeah, I heat treat all my flour and store, and I don't put any eggs in it right now.
So how did you come up with that when you were in high school, even a recipe?
I saw a video on Facebook, and I was like, that seems like it's going to be really good. So I made it. And it wasn't good at all, but I felt like it still had some potential. So then I just started tweaking the recipe a little bit.
So were you a cook before that? Did you kind of a hand for cooking?
Not at all.
Really?
Yeah, and I still don't think that I can cook, and that's kind of why I like the cookie dough, because I don't have to do any cooking at all.
We had to come up with your super secret recipe that you'd have to kill us if you told us what it is.
Yeah.
How come you originally wanted to raise money for Food for Thought? What got you thinking about that when you were in high school?
I don't remember, like, how I found out, but about 3 out of every 10 students in my high school were facing food insecurity, like, in some shape or form.
Okay.
And that number really blew me away. So I started just looking things up online, and I went to this leadership conference. And this kid was like, yeah, we have this program called Blessings in a Backpack at my school. We send kids home with food for over the weekend. And so then I looked up the program, and the program was really expensive to, like, buy into. And so my administration and I started talking about it, and we were like, what if we just made our own program where we kind of make our own rules? We can find out how to get the food on our own instead of buying into this program. And so I think we figured out how to do it a lot more cost-effective that way, because we're primarily run on donations.
It's very impressive. Are you going to Illinois now?
Yeah, I'm at the U of I.
And what are you studying?
English and secondary education.
What do you want to do? I mean, you've already got a nice business going here. What do you want to do with your life?
I go back and forth, but I think I've settled on going into like high school teaching for English, but with the intention of working in the school to bring like more food pantries to schools in need and to making sure that I have direct access to these kids. It's kind of a way to get past all the administration instead of like working specifically for food insecurity.
You're a good person. You're cutting through the BS. And it's a cool idea. And if anybody gets an A, they get cookie dough.
I have one more question about the cookie dough. How many different base cookie doughs do you work with that you can put toppings on?
Well, wait, now you're talking technical bakery stuff.
Well, I mean, is it chocolate chip cookie dough? Is it sugar cookie dough? Okay. Like, what's the ranges?
So I have, like, a plain cookie dough, which is basically a sugar cookie dough. But then I have chocolate chip, cookies and cream, birthday cake, mint chip, peanut butter, and then I have a gluten-free oatmeal M&M.
I want them all except for the gluten-free
one. That. Even gluten-free.
You're amazing. Yeah. You're amazing, and that's why we've broken. I don't know if we've ever broken the rules before on Kid of the Week, but we did it for you, Allison, you know, because we wanted you to be recognized.
Steve, she's funny because she knows the segment, and she said, "Well, I think I'm too old for that segment." So she knew that it was. I said I had jurisdiction over who I can decide to
right.
See.
Right. We had a big meeting, a high-level meeting about this, and Allison, you won. What do I do? Give her an app card, right?
Yeah, she's going to get an app gift card. Pleasing people since which year?
1936. It's the least we can do. Yeah. And if any listeners want to buy in, what do they do? I mean, how do we get your cookie dough?
Well, I think you can. You have to be at Mia Zaz in Champaign-Urbana,
yeah,
right?
But we're not there. So right, can't you can freeze some up and send it?
If you go to donation@gmail.com, send her a note, you can send them a donation. DOHNATION.
I don't think you're understanding me. I'm going to send you money.
I'll
send you money, but we want some cookie dough. Can you freeze it and send it to us?
So, actually, I'm not opposed because my boss at Mia Zaz has this big van, and every now and then he lets me borrow it. So I'm not opposed to doing events in other areas where we make a bunch of cookie dough and we just bring it. I'm not opposed to it.
We are not making
cookie
dough to
the station. No, but we should work it out where we have an event that's a total scam just to get cookie dough brought up here.
But that's the thing. She doesn't want to be involved in scams.
No, but she's going to raise money.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a total fraud that we're getting together for people, for listeners to come by for some BS idea. And the whole reason is to make money for her for cookie dough and for me to sample.
We will be in touch, Allison, about that and how we're going to receive some cookie dough.
Right now, Sandberg is praying to God I forget about this idea.
No, but I do think people should buy the dough.
Yeah, and donate at donation, D-O-H, nation, just donation@gmail.com. You can also donate through the website, right?
A quick edit. It's donations. We had to add an S on.
Oh, okay.
You mean somebody else had donation?
Yeah, they're not even using it. It's just like a taken bought domain.
Ah, jerks.
Ugh, silly.
Donations at gmail.com. What's the website then again?
Oh, wait. I thought we were talking about the website. Okay. Donation@gmail.com and then donations.com. There we go.
Donation@gmail.com. Donations.com.
Yep.
All right. Great job by you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it very much.